Monster Movie Media presents.
Welcome to Creepy Kingdom, a podcast all about the creepiness of the Disney films and theme parks. I am your host, Mr. James H. Carter II, and welcome to the 31 Creepy Days of Halloween. Every day this October, Creepy Kingdom will be releasing a brand new episode counting down to Halloween. 26 mini-episodes, 5 full-length regular ones are coming your way. You can follow along at home by going to creepykingdom.com. On today's episode, friend of the show, Cupcake Terror, shares with us the time the Haunted Mansion stretching room turned into the stretching room of terror. Hey everyone, I'm here with Cupcake Terror. Welcome back to the show, Cupcake.
Thank you. How are ya?
Oh, I'm great. I'm super. It's Halloween. It's Creepy Days.
Yay!
We're out of control here. Releasing episodes every day.
It is all crazy over there, right?
We are out of control. So I had to bring you in to the wackiness. For you to share some of your Disney Halloween memories. Now, there was an episode with your life partner, or whatever it's called.
hetero life mate.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about. Yeah. I messed that joke up.
I knew what you were trying to say.
With Roxy Tart, where she shared a lot of her Disney Halloween memories, and you were a part of almost all of those stories, so we had to kind of struggle to get some unique perspectives for your segment.
It's difficult. We've been friends for so long that so many of our Disneyland stories involve each other. You know, there was a point where we weren't together, and now that we go to Disneyland together all the time, there really aren't any stories solo of just us or just her or just me now. So, well, she totally told my favorite story too. I was a little sad.
Well, it's
my go-to story.
Well, you could tell it now. I mean, listeners may or may not have heard it, but I feel like it was your story. So let's hear it from your perspective.
It is a little bit of my story. So Roxy and I went to Walt Disney World for Halloween a few years ago, and we did the Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween. And I was really excited. It was my first time ever doing anything like this in the park. I dressed up as Queen of Hearts, which was my version. And then Roxy was Snow White. And really, we didn't look like the characters. It was our own versions of the costumes.
Okay.
So took our costumes to the park, changed there, which was hilarious, trying to change in the Disneyland bathroom.
Or Magic
Not
Kingdom.
As easy. Yeah. Or sorry, yeah. Magic Kingdom.
You got to be specific. You're on a podcast.
Yeah, on a podcast.
I know what you're talking about, but you have to be specific.
Yeah.
You were in Disney World.
Disney World. I'm getting confused now. I haven't been in a couple of months, so it's all melding together. So we got changed, and we wound up just wandering around, had a great time, and they had the parade every night. The first part of the parade I absolutely loved. It was the Headless Horseman.
Right.
Just seeing the Headless Horseman holding his pumpkin head, riding down the street on a horse was absolutely amazing. This is not an animatronic horse. This is a real live horse. Outstanding. So well done, Disney. That was the first moment I'm like, ooh, it's so exciting. So as people know, I am Cupcake Terror, but I'm also known as the Dread Pirate Cupcake Terror of the High Seas.
Everyone knows that.
No. Yes, everyone knows that. I am a pirate. Yar. Anyhow, so I hear the strains of the Pirates of the Caribbean theme song, and I immediately am just squeeing in delight and really excited and clapping because I know that we're going to sail the pirates plus Jack Sparrow.
Did you say flapping?
squeeing and clapping.
Oh, clapping. I thought you said flapping. I was like, what is that?
My arms might have been flapping.
That's like, a duck. Yeah.
I know. I was not quacking. There's no quacking involved. So we got really excited. It's a big, beautiful float. And on top is Jack Sparrow. And it was one of those moments where Roxy and I kind of at the same time yell out his name and wave up to him. Mm-hmm. And he looks down and says, you know, he gives us kisses. He says, I can't remember if he said something or not. Wow. Like, that part's like faded from memory. But he looks at us and gives us kisses and blows kisses at us as he waves goodbye. And it was just one of those moments where it was the connection with the character actor.
Right.
He plays somebody that I absolutely love in the Disney universe. And then having every other female around us be very jealous because we were the prettiest.
Oh, wow.
And enough to catch Jack Sparrow's attention. So
I guess it was so.
It was cute. It was fun. It was very quick. It was very quick, but a lot of fun.
But you did tell me about another thing that Roxy didn't mention that was your unique experience. So why don't you get a little bit into that?
The Haunted Mansion. Yes. So this was my first time on the Haunted Mansion ride in Disney World at the Magic Kingdom. And I absolutely adore it. As an aside, it's my favorite mansion. Can't believe I just said that, but...
Oh my God, listen to you.
Yeah, I know, I'm sorry. You're
kicked out of the Disneyland
I know, they're going to take away my hand. No, please don't. So we were basically going through the line. This is before they put in all the interactive elements. And the character or the cast members are dressed up there. They had like a little scary makeup, some cobwebs in their hair. And the maids should just like cobwebby all over the place. It's so well done. Yeah. Yeah, we were talking about that earlier. Absolutely amazing. So we were in the elevator and the lights go down and the whole thing happens up above. So the lights come back on and the CM maid is standing right behind us, like right over my shoulder. With her like little flashlight thing. Scared the holy crap out of me. I screamed and jumped so far. Which is, to preface a little bit of this, my costume involved my platform shoes, which were 5 inches high.
Oh, wow.
They're awesome. The whole costume was great. But I jumped so high in the air on my platform shoes. I was actually fairly proud of myself that I did not fall on my butt. She scared me that. I mean, I'm fairly easy to scare, but just, oh, that was so good. It led into, I think, the best ride on Haunted Mansion that I've ever had. So.
Yeah, I know, because one of the things we were talking about was that all the Haunted Mansion maids and butlers during the Mickey's Not So Scary Party, I mean, they have this dead zombie-ish makeup on, they're covered in cobwebs, and they're super creepy. They don't talk, they move slow, they just stare at you.
That stare, it's like that 1,000-yard stare. They're just looking right through you.
Yeah, and I ended up going on Haunted Mansion 3 times during Not So Scary recently on my recent trip, and so many fun experiences just with those, with the maids and the butlers. Like, they are so creepy, and so to think that I could just picture when you said that you're just standing, the lights come on, and just that creepy stare inches your face.
I've got the chills. I totally got the chills because I remember that moment. It was just because it's right after the lights come up. You know, you're not expecting anything. I should have known. I'm an easy mark when I walk through any like haunted house, anything. I'm easy to scare. I jump at shadows, literally. And I've worked in haunted houses, which is really funny. So I think that there's like this light over my head when I walk into places doing that easy mark, easy to scare. So just saw that one coming.
I mean, you're the Queen of Hearts. You should have been a little more,
you would think, tough, you would think, but no, I'm, I could be looking, I dressed up 1 year as a bloody doll. Just blood everywhere. It was
they let you go into the
fabulous.
Parks covered in blood?
Oh, no. I wasn't going into the park. This was just on
just
Halloween.
Oh,
like,
gotcha. Like, gotcha. Yeah.
No, I wish.
Yeah, they don't let you do gory costumes for
no
scare.
And I was walking somewhere and somebody jumped out from behind something in a costume and scared the crap out of me. And here I am covered in blood, adorably covered in blood, adorably, but still covered in blood. Yeah. Jumps and scares and screaming. Yeah. Easy mark.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, thanks for sharing your Nikki memories. Your Nikki's not so scary Halloween memories.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me on.
Nikki, that's funny. Anyway, so if people want to hear more of you, where can they find you?
They can find me on Instagram. I'm Cupcake Terror. And that's it. That's my social network.
But there's a place they can hear you. Cupcake.
Oh, yes, there is actually. I am a guest on Roxy's World, and you can find me and her every once in a while at Roxy's World on iTunes, and I think it's roxy-tart.com.
It certainly is at roxy-tart.com.
She's going to kick my butt that I can't remember.
I would say that you're more than a guest. I would say that you appear on the show frequently.
I do.
You're not just a guest. You appear on there. You're contributing I forget the, guest starring role.
Recurring role.
Yeah, recurring.
Can you tell that I'm pretty new to this podcasting thing?
Well, you're a natural. I would never have guessed, but, and you're on Instagram, like you said. And,
I am.
This is a funny way to end this episode.
Just put it, you should title mine, Cupcake Terror is a Noob.
It's not that creepy of a title, but
yeah, it's really not.
well, don't worry, I'll have a nice creepy title for you.
Okay, well.
All right, thanks, Cupcake.
Sure, bye.